Dear friends in Jesus Christ, great to see you on this Thanksgiving Eve 2022. Thinking about the present situation in our own nation and even around the world, if we look at it in a certain way, it's not the best. In other words, we are dealing with difficulties, divisions, and disappointments, and other negative things we could say. But is it really that bad, though? Let's jump back 159 years ago and realize that things were far worse at that time. What am I talking about? Let's jump back to October 3rd, 1863, right in the middle of the Civil War. So the Civil War beginning in 1861, ending in 1865. So we're right in the middle of the Civil War. That was the deadliest war that our nation has ever been engaged in the history of our nation. Think about it. In World War II, there were 300,000 Americans who died. What about in the Civil War? 620,000 Americans died in the Civil War. Of course, we're counting the deaths on both sides, so that makes a big difference. But still, though, if you think about it, not so many people living in our nation at that time. So when you think about that comparison, it's a huge, huge number of people who died in that war. Well, it was right at that time that President Abraham Lincoln made a proclamation of Thanksgiving to declare officially our national holiday of Thanksgiving. Isn't that so odd? You would think, my goodness, in the midst of such great difficulty, he's thinking, this is a time where we make it official. Let's have a day every year where we are going to give thanks to God. Sometimes when things are the worst, we think about God the most. May God help us to be that way. Now, for some people, when things get bad, then they turn away from God. They give up on God. Let's always be the opposite. Let's be more like President Lincoln. When things are bad, may that be when we turn to God the most. And when we really take a look at things, we always have many things for which to give thanks. What I want to do now is read part of President Lincoln's Proclamation of Thanksgiving that he gave back on October 3rd, 1863. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our generous Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And then he went on, I recommend to every citizen that, while offering up the acknowledgments justly due our great God for such singular deliverances and blessings, that they do also with humble sorrow and faith for our national disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become, and now I go into a listing of all the tragedies of the Civil War, all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the intervention of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it, as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. Amazing what he wrote back at that time. Such a difficult time, and yet still acknowledging the Almighty God, still looking to him, still acknowledging that we are a sinful nation, that we need his forgiveness, that we need his blessing upon us. And then even saying, he's not saying, fix it now, but he's saying, fix it according to your timing. Fix it according to your will. Make it what you want it to be. Wouldn't it be so amazing if we had leaders in our nation today that would call upon God in that way? Let's pray that God would give us a nation like that, where our leaders would be so devoted to God, so in tune with the things of God, that he would lead our nation in true repentance and again place his blessing upon us. Well, thinking about what God has done, I believe we are all blessed, and I believe we are even in many cases, we are super blessed. Think about it like this. Right now, as I look around, hey, we all have clothes on. That's a great blessing. Imagine how awkward it would be with no clothes, and it would be pretty cold too, wouldn't it? So, such a great blessing. Now, when you put your clothes on each day, are you thanking God for your clothes? Once in a while I might do that. Most of the time I'm not. Hey, that's a blessing. Let's give him thanks. What about the food we have in our kitchens or in our refrigerator? We are so blessed that we have that extra food. That is a blessing from God. There are people around the world who are without clothes, who are without food. What about the roof over our head? We have a roof over our head here in church and at home, so that way when we hear the rain outside, it's not coming in. That way when it's bitter cold outside, we can be in the warmth of a home. We are so, so blessed in all of those ways. Again, there are people in the world in some cases who are without because of what God has done. Let us give him thanks. And then we have even greater blessings knowing our Lord Jesus Christ, being in that relationship with him. God has shown us the truth of his word. God has worked that godly sorrow within us. God has shown us that we are helpless. God has given us that gift of faith. And now through Jesus, we have even greater blessings. We have the forgiveness of our sins. We have spiritual life. We are no longer spiritually dead. We are spiritually alive in Christ. We have the promise that one day we are going to be with God forever in an awesome, awesome situation. Wow. So we are certainly blessed, and in Christ we are super and eternally blessed. I want to go on to a section in the sermon now where I want to make a distinction between the giver and his gifts. This is what I alluded to a little bit at the beginning of the service today, between the giver and his gifts. So first of all, thinking about the gifts, let's understand that God is gifting everyone. Think about what Jesus said there in Matthew chapter 5. God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So whether you believe in Jesus or not, God is sending sunshine for everyone, a beautiful sunny day that God gave to us today, also sending rain, because rain is very much needed to water the earth. So God is doing that for everyone. Also, too, in James chapter 1, it says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. So God is the giver of all that is good. And every one of us here, we are in possession of many things, even countless things that are good. We have so many reasons to give thanks to God. Well, this next section, I'm saying, what is typical? I'm guessing now, I don't know, but I'm guessing this is typical and it is not good. For example, I think it's typical that many people fail to recognize who gave them the gifts that they have. Now, oftentimes people don't see them as gifts. They see them rather that, oh, here I am a person, I worked really hard, I made money, I bought this stuff, no one gifted it to me, I made it happen, so it's not really a gift. So in that case, they're not going to be looking for the giver of the gift. Because they don't recognize that these are gifts, they don't recognize who gave the gifts, they're certainly not going to recognize God, who is the giver of every good and perfect gift. And then, here's the worst part of all. There's a tendency by all people, I believe, and even by you and me, that we trust in the gifts. How many people are looking at themselves thinking, hey, I'm in great health. I've got money in the bank. My house is paid for. I've got a nice car. Hey, I'm doing great here because of all this stuff. I'm doing fine. With a statement like that, what are they saying? They're saying they are trusting in that stuff. They are trusting in their good health. They are trusting in their money in the bank. They are trusting in the house that they have. They're trusting in the car that they have. So they're trusting in all the gifts. And what are they failing to do? They are not trusting in the giver of the gifts. So let's straighten this out. What is the best way for us to proceed? Not like I just said, it is best when we recognize God as the giver. I just shared a couple passages pointing to God being the giver. Let us always recognize He is the giver. And then, upon recognizing Him to be the giver, what should we do? We should give thanks. How many times have you seen a parent, and the parent has a smaller child, and they're in some kind of maybe a family situation, and someone, now maybe this is old-fashioned, I don't know. Hopefully it still happens today, but like somebody else gives something to the child, kind of a nice gesture, they gave something to the child, and what does a parent oftentimes say? Johnny, what do you say? You know, you're trying to like prompt the child to say thank you for what they have just received. Does that go on today? I hope it does. But I think we've become a bit of a thankless society. But we should be saying thank you, though. There's one man in Africa that we've helped a few times, and I can't remember if he's ever said thank you. It's just wrong that when you help someone, they should at least say thank you. It's a very quick and easy thing to do, but he doesn't say thank you. For people who are Christian, they should recognize when they get something, and they should say thank you to the giver. Now, if somebody says thank you to me, usually I'll tell them, well, don't thank me, give the glory to God, because God gave it to me, and then through me, it came to you. Ultimately, it came from God. We want to have a proper perspective on things, but still, though, if somebody gives us something, it's only right and fitting to say thank you. So what is best? Recognize the giver, give him thanks, and then let's make sure that we are trusting in the giver and never in the gifts. Here's a diagram I put together to try to help us understand that a little bit better. So you can see we have God the Father, and what is God the Father doing? He's giving us gifts, and those gifts are things that we might consider our possessions. Oh, I have this, this, and this. Those are mine. I own them. Those are my possessions. They have come from God our Father. So He has given. Now, what is it so important for us to do? It is so important that when we look at the possessions, we realize those are gifts from God, and we give Him thanks. But we never trust in the possessions. Like the possessions are here, we are giving thanks, but we're always looking up above the possessions, seeing the giver and trusting in Him. That way, if the possessions would go away, if God would permit that everything we own is taken. Think about Job in the Bible, maybe one of the wealthiest men in the whole world at that time. Everything he owns is taken away in one day. But what does he still have left? He still has his relationship with God. He still has his trust in God. No matter what, he is trusting in God. When we put our trust in our possessions, like what happened back in 1929 when the stock market crashed, did people say, oh, my whole life was wrapped up in all those stocks or all that money. Now, all that's been taken away, I might as well jump out of a fourth-story window and kill myself because that was my entire life. Well, we want to be thankful for the possessions, but we never want to hold on to them that tightly. God has given them to us not to own, but to manage. But it's always essential, trust in the giver of every good gift. This is the last part. I wanted to go on and think about what Dr. Luther said in connection with the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. So we pray, give us this day our daily bread. And then Dr. Luther gave this explanation as the first part of his explanation. He wrote, God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. Those are the two keys to realize that God is the giver and then to receive those gifts with thanksgiving. Let's think about it a little bit further. So on the topic of realize, let us stop thinking that we have produced what we have. It might seem that way, but it just isn't true. Let us realize that God has given us life itself. God has given us the air that we breathe. God has given us our abilities. God has given us strength. God has given us desire. God has given us jobs. God has given us good health. God has given us everything that is possibly needed in order to make some money and buy what we need. So even though it kind of seems like we did it, but let's realize though, all we are, all that we have, He has done it. So let us realize that everything we have has come from Him. So what should we do? Let us gladly trust in God and let us give Him hearty thanks for the countless gifts that He showers upon us. I think that's what our National Day of Thanksgiving is about. I don't know, in America today, sometimes it's not so much that way, but let's keep it that way for us. Let's teach that to our children and grandchildren. Let's point them toward our great God. Let's point them toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's encourage them to be thankful. And I think when we live with what we might call an attitude of gratitude, that's going to be a blessing to us, and that's going to even please our Heavenly Father when we live that way, grateful for what He has done for us. Let's conclude with a prayer, a little bit longer prayer today as we think about some of the things I said and also about our nation. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, You have given us life, family, and friends. You have provided our needs, and You have made us Your holy children through Jesus. When we think about all of that and more, we thank You so very much. As we remember our nation, which You have established and which You sustain, we pray that You would bless the United States of America with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. In every case, open our eyes to the truth and lead us to repentance. We pray that You would support us in defending our liberties and give those to whom we have entrusted the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace in our land. Wherever that is not true, may You radically and quickly lead us to true repentance. When times are prosperous, may our hearts always be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let our trust in You fail. Dear Father, we pray all these things through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.